I know it wasn't a pretty game for tonight. It wasn't your best game, but you guys had some flashes where you made some pretty good runs here tonight and had the lead pretty much the entire night. How would you assess tonight's game overall?
We won. so, you know, it was – you know, with high school kids, you sometimes you get a little mental breakdown, I guess. You know, it was one of those games where, you know, our guys, I think they came into it maybe a little overconfident. You know, maybe coming off of Friday where – it was such a high-energy, you know, intensity game. Just kind of a letdown tonight as far as the intensity, the willingness to throw it into the post. We didn't do it a whole lot. You know, I told our guys, you know, things like this happen. You know, you have games where you're not at your best and you have some breakdowns and you don't play great. But, you know, I didn't think we did a very good job at, you know, trying to throw it into our post. And part of that is because I didn't think our posts were as demanding for the ball down there. You know, I thought they were running from spot to spot, but, you know, they weren't really giving themselves position. You know, they weren't posting up. And but, you know, sometimes it's just hard, you know, when you start out a game and you're a little bit out of it mentally and you're kind of just going through the motions, it's hard to flip that switch. Which is why, you know, you have to prepare for each game, you know, like it's going to be the best game or the hardest game you've ever played.
And your guards stepped up again tonight. Marshall Fro and Hunter Yeager, they both ended up in double figures here tonight. Hunter Yeager with three threes. They were big threes for you in that first half, and then Marshall Fro hit three big threes in the second half for you. And it was more so tonight with the threes opening things up inside for you guys.
Yeah, once Marshall gets going, you know, he's the guy that, you know, we need to find because he's extremely streaky. So when he makes one, you know, we need to find him again. But at the same time, you know, I really wanted to see our post guys be a little bit more demanding for the ball. You know, against a team that is undersized, you know, they do a tremendous job of you know, coming down on the ball and really, you know, trying to dig at you and force you to kick it out. And they forced a number of tie-ups and stripped us quite a few times because we were bringing the ball low. So, you know, just things that we need to learn from. You know, our post guys can't bring the ball down there low. They need to chin it and stay high with it and make their moves. So, another game where you learn some things. But, you know, probably the biggest one is just you have to be mentally prepared to play anybody.
And it seemed like it was kind of a foul fest for both teams tonight. It was just not one side or the other. And I thought really the pace for the most part tonight favored Southwestern Heights.
Yeah, it was. There was a lot of fouls, and you know, that is what it is. But they ran a lot of clock. You know, when they were on offense, they ran quite a bit of clock, and it became one of those things that the more clock they ran, the more just kind of unaware we became. And they got some easy looks. So we got to do a better job of, you know, staying engaged on long possessions defensively. And then offensively, like I said, with the post players, need to be a little bit more demanding.
Well, you come out of here with a victory tonight and a victory to get your record to 11-5 on the year. As you guys get the win here tonight over Southwestern Heights. And now it's all league play with four games left here. And it starts with a familiar foe. Third time you go play Colby on Friday, and you know it's going to be a tough game for you guys on Friday with a pretty good Colby team.
Yeah, you know, if anything, tonight is kind of a good prep for it because they play the 2-3 zone. They extend it out. You know, they're not as much as Colby. They don't pressure as much, you know. But, you know, I think Colby is a team that is very dangerous because of the way they play. They it's kind of a grinded out type game, and they force you to make quick decisions offensively because they do pressure you and you go in the passing lane. So our guys need to be aggressive. They need to have aggressive mentality, but we still got to take care of the ball and get good shots. But, you know, Colby's definitely a dangerous team.
It should be. It should be a good one here Friday night here as Scott City gets the victory to get to 11-5 on the air with a big game at home on Friday night here with Colby. Coach, thanks as always for the time here, and we'll talk to you later on here.
All right. Thanks, Adam.